to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. My podcast is all about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. Today's focus is going to be about career elevation. You may have heard or learned about my career elevation panelist event that I did a few weeks ago, where we talked about resume tips, career transitions, as well as interview preparations. So I wanted to take it a little bit further and have the conversation about career elevation among the various generations. And I'm super pumped and super excited that I have brought along some great folks to present on June the 27th from 1 to 3. And today's hosts are Javonte Brown. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for joining our show today. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself in terms of who you are, what are you doing? Because I see you are doing some fabulous things. I see it on your website. I see you on social media, where I think you just got into Bowie. I know you got into the government. I mean, I just want to hear about all your goodness. Tell the listening audience about yourself.
So hello, everybody. My name is Javonte Brown, and I am a recent graduate from the illustrious Virginia State University, majoring in social work. And a little bit about me is I am just looking forward to inspiring working with young children and families in the near future. But I've also, during this pandemic time, I have also taken the time to launch my virtual tutoring businesses for elementary and middle school students in the five core groups of schooling, of education.
Oh, I love that. I love that a lot. So you are not wasting any time, or as they say, you're not letting any grass grow under your feet. So which generation will you be representing at the webinar? Gen Z?
Yeah.
Gen Z.
I would say, yeah.
Gen Z. Okay, no problem. All right, Harmony Bryant, if you recognize that last name, that would be my daughter. She is my daughter, my oldest daughter. So Harmony Bryant, tell the listening audience about all your goodness.
Hi, guys. My name is Harmony Bryant. I just graduated from class of 2020 at the Mecca of Excellence at Charles Herbert Flowers. And I got accepted into numerous colleges. And I'm going to be representing the Generation Z group. And I would love to talk to you guys.
Okay, awesome. So, Harmony, do you have any jobs right now, or what are you doing?
Well, I'm a manager. I've been a manager for 3 years now. This is my third season at Six Flags America. I'm an operational rides lead. So, dealing with customer service and people are my specialty.
All right. Sounds amazing. And my heart drops every time she tells me she goes up on the roller coaster if it's broken. And anyway, we'll talk about that on another day. All right. And then my fabulous, fabulous co-host, Joy Brown. We have a history with one another. We used to work together in the federal government, and she was my branch manager, my fabulous branch manager, and she used to call us the JBs. So Joy Brown, welcome to the show, and tell the listening audience a little about yourself.
Okay, great. I am excited to be here. Yes, I am Joy Brown. I am a strategic recruitment manager within the federal government. I'm also a career strategist, career and life coach, entrepreneur, and dance fitness instructor. And each and every day, I have the opportunity to educate, empower, and equip organizations and people to be their very best and achieve their purpose. So I am excited to join this panel, and I am representing Generation Y.
All right. I love it. I love it. And then we have Corey Edwards, who couldn't join us today, and she is representing Gen Y. And then you have me. I am representing Gen X. And sometimes I try to slide into other generations, but, you know, I get kicked out because I'm too old. But at any rate, I'm super excited about this Career Elevation Across Generations webinar. And I wanted to ask Javonte, like, what I know that you said you've taken advantage of what's been during the summertime with COVID-19 hitting. You've started your online services. So what else have you done to kind of see opportunities during this time of not being able to go outside?
During this time for not going outside, I've taken opportunity to apply for jobs, interviewing, write goals for my business, find partnerships of how I can have my business kind of flourish a little bit more, because eventually I would like my business to be kind of face-to-face if possible, because I always knew that I had a vision of starting a business for tutoring services for children in the school system. And I talked to my job mentor. I didn't share my background. I've been in child care for 10 years, started off with males, but now it's overall. But I love adolescents. And one thing that I noticed is that taking the time to pull out their strengths and help giving them that push to be that good role model for them to know that they can do it. So I had took the time during the virus to start my business and just find partnerships of people to connect with to get my business more out there and get more children involved and not just sitting at home doing nothing, you know, because I've talked to a lot of children and they're just sitting at home completing the school packet, just doing what the school is asking. But one thing about me is that I'm really fun. I love to make things interactive and engaging.
I love that you said that. And now is the time, perfect opportunity where you can leverage your skill sets, because parents have been inundated with the challenge of trying to work full time as well as parent and teach their children. So I know that most who I encounter have been looking for resources to help them to kind of like say, hey, I need to focus on my job and I need someone else to help in terms of with schools, because they have had to turn into, parents have had to turn into teachers. So you are fixing a problem. I'm always saying, what problem are you out there fixing? Because that's what people want to know. So I'm very proud of you for doing that, Javonte. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Harmony, I'm going to turn to you and ask you the same question. Like, how have you been utilizing this time during COVID-19 to elevate your career?
Well, I've been researching like different ways to invest my money, different ways that I can put money into like my savings account, basically having multiple streams of income. So lately I've been investing into stocks, doing research into stocks, and starting young. So that way when I get older, in my 40s and 50s, I should have a great stream of income from that, because I feel like it's very important to have multiple streams of income in order to be successful, not just from a 9-to-5 job. And also doing research on certifications that I can get, such as human resources certifications and business certifications, to elevate and contribute to my career.
All right, thank you. All right, Joy. How would you answer the question?
Well, thank you so much. So during this time, I've also been able to seize those opportunities. Again, not only in the business sense as a strategic recruitment manager, a lot of us, we were preparing for in-person events. So due to COVID-19, we've had to change to some virtual recruiting efforts. So we've been instrumental within our department to host a very series of webinars in order to let, you know, the public know that we are hiring. Been looking at a lot of virtual platforms. And then in terms of, as Harmony said, having multiple streams of income, Just looking at ways that I can launch my own business and brand. So I've launched, you know, again, my career strategist, career and life coaching services, as well as doing this COVID as a fitness instructor. You know, a lot of people were going to the gym or couldn't go to the gym. So I started launching, you know, mental motivated move virtual fitness sessions. And now I actually do classes outside for a bunch of ladies, just enable to expand my network. But I definitely utilize this as an opportunity to be an encouragement for those who may need encouragement, inspiration, and just to let people know that we're going to get through this together.
I love that. I love that each of you all mentioned that you are taking advantage of this time now. You're not in this, it's me situation. Not only are you looking at how to advance and enhance your current skill sets, but you're looking to help others. And I love that Javonte shared about exploring, about helping adolescents in their schools and setting up the tutoring service, and Harmony talking about the multiple streams of income and sharing her information with others and how she's digging deep into learning about human resources and business certification. And of course, Joy, she's a woman of jack of all trades and is an expert in the HR arena, but also she's saying, hey, let's take care of your health needs as well in terms of the Zumba that she's taken on the road virtually as well as outside. So I hope the listening audience can glean from this conversation that all of us are doing something during this time, and we're taking advantage of that to enhance our professional development and also to make more income. You'll hear more from the panelists right after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us. Every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey podcast. I am here with my guests, Javonte Brown, Harmony Bryant, Joy Brown, and myself. All right, so we're going to get into a question I want to ask each of you. So our event is on June the 27th from 1 to 3, the virtual career elevation event that's now on Eventbrite for folks to register. So I'm going to ask each of you, what would you like for the participants to get out of the session? All right, Javonte, I'm going to start with you.
What I would like for the people to get out of the session is to know that the sky is the limit and don't let anything stop you. As long as you have a goal and a sheet of paper, jot everything down. As I tell people, take your handy dandy notebook and jot everything down, because you never know, that small thing that you're planting could be something very big a week from now, a month from now. And connecting with people and networking with people, you never know who you'll come across who can open the door for you and really flourish in that arena. And for me, for myself, I speak personal of that, of just starting small, never think that I would be 22 trying to launch my very own virtual businesses. But being to the jobs and the people that I have met via the parents and also my colleagues and coworkers, that I have also been able to help get this program into school systems and talk to board members and stuff like that. So you never know who you could meet. So I definitely encourage people, jot it down, write it down, and always, always achieve your goals. Don't let nothing stop you.
Oh my goodness. I feel so motivated right now, Javonta. I'm like, oh, can we go into the event right now?
Yes, okay, let me tell you. During this time, you know, I spent time, you know, being a recent graduate, it was just one of those things where it was like, oh, I was looking forward to going straight to work, and then the virus happened. So it was just like, well, what can I do to kind of take to help kind of bypass some time versus just sitting at home and watching the days go on? You know, everybody says, oh, it's day 82 and stuff like that. So for me, I see those opportunities that, okay, well, let me research these ideal jobs and let's see how they can connect, because everybody always has their ideal job that they believe that they want to do. But you never know of the other type of jobs that come similar to it. So it just took the time to really do the research, as I call it, your pre-planning. Basically doing that pre-research, asking all those questions, having those interviews, and really selling yourself to really know what's out there. Because right now, this is like the waiting game. Well, it was the waiting game, but during that waiting game, that's your time to do your research, have your interview. So when phase two and everything gets back rolling, you're out there achieving everything that's on your list.
Absolutely. And you definitely speak my language with goal setting. I'm always talking about goal setting. And I actually have a class that's coming up on July 11th, but that's another piece that I'm going to talk about later. But so Harmony, so what would you like to add to the conversation in terms of what would you like the participants to get out of the session, out of the webinar?
I would want the participants to get out the webinar is it's never too early to do anything. I feel like in my generation, people who are around my age, 18 to 21, 22, people feel as though they're young, so they don't have to jumpstart to do anything because things are supposed to happen later. And I feel like if you can jumpstart and do things now, get on your dreams now, and do the proper steps to have a great career and great opportunities, then you should jump on it and take those opportunities, because nothing is too early to do anything. And secondly, I feel like it's very important for our generation to learn how to network and talk to other people. A lot of my generation doesn't like to do small talk. And I feel like you never know who you're going to meet and who you're going to talk to. So I feel like it's very important to branch out there and talk to people, because you never know what opportunities are going to be available to you.
Oh, I love that. I love that you said that in terms of networking is important. I always share that you're interviewing every single day, and it does not have to be in a formal setting. You never know who's watching you. So it's great to remain visible, but to also be on top of your game. The other piece too, I remember when I was younger, in my early 20s, I loved to shop a lot. And a mentor tapped me on the shoulder and said, look, you need to start saving some of your money. You need to start investing in your retirement. And as I reflect upon that, with me turning 51 on Tuesday, yay, that I'm glad I listened to that advice, because I was able to retire from the federal government before the age of 50. So that was amazing advice. Thank you, Harmony. All right, Joy, I turn to you. What would you like the participants to get out of the webinar?
All right, great. I would say, again, seize every opportunity. Because, again, I started my government career as an intern. And if somebody would have told me that as an intern that I would have been a supervisor by the age of 30 and then just got into a SES program, I would have said, oh, no, not me. And so looking back over my career, I look at those mentors who were inspirational to my life and that who saw something in me when I didn't see it in myself. But know your craft, know your worth. As we talked about, you have a network. It's key in networking. Seize every opportunity, making sure that you are marketable. And just, again, you just never know who what you are capable of, and don't have people put you in a box. Again, this generation, our generation, the time is now for us to make a difference. And so I'm truly excited about just the future generation of what we have, because again, I'm paying it forward for like my son. So when he talked, I'm like, okay. And I know when Jennifer and Harmony talked, you'd be like, we see us in you, and that fire that we have, we're paying it forward. And then we see the fruits of our labor and our legacy. So again, seize every opportunity, identify your network, make sure that you're marketable, and be open-minded. And the sky is the limit. Don't have anybody box you in.
All right. Thank you, Joy. I hope the listening audience has been inspired and felt and feel empowered to go out there and register for the Virtual Career Elevation Across Generations webinar. As Joy said, this is about legacy building. This is about reaching back. This is about bolstering and empowering folks with information. I'm super excited that she gets to bring her son, Javonte Brown. I get to bring Harmony Bryant, my daughter-in-law, with me, and we will have Corey Edwards, who will add extraordinary value to the webinar as well. You can join us at the Virtual Career Elevation Across Generations webinar when you go to Eventbrite, and you can register at https://bit.ly/careerelevationxyz. Again, I am your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, your two-time best-selling author, your career award-winning career strategist and consultant, and motivational speaker. I cannot wait for you all to join us at the webinar on June the 27th. From 1 to 3 p.m. Thanks again for listening to the Empowerment Journey podcast, where I discuss overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success.